I'm Karen, and this is She Speaks Truth, and thank you for joining me in what I am calling Psalm Sunday. I am wanting to spend more time in the Word this year, and I love the Psalms, and I thought one of the things we could do together is begin reading through the Psalms every Sunday. So a short recording will come out each Sunday of a new psalm every week. Let's get started. Happy Psalm Sunday, and today is Easter. Happy Easter. So for Easter, I will be reading Psalm 15. I'm going to read it in the NIV version and in the Message. Psalm 15 in the NIV. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent, who may live on your holy mountain, the one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor and casts no slur on others, who despises a vile person but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind, who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken. And then Psalm 15 in the Message. God, who gets invited to dinner at your place? How do we get on your guest list? Walk straight, act right, tell the truth. Don't hurt your friend. Don't blame your neighbor. Despise the despicable. Keep your word even when it costs you. Make an honest living. Never take a bribe. You'll never get blacklisted if you live like this. Thank you, Lord, for these psalms here on Easter morning and any other day that we want to read them and bring them into our lives. And now let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just praise you. I thank you that we are invited to your place. I know this list sometimes seems hard. In the NIV version, when I read it and there's things on it and I'm like, whose walk is blameless, does what is righteous, and speaks the truth from their heart. There's some of those things that sometimes, Lord, they can feel hard. And then when I read it in the Message, I'm like, well, yes, let's just get down to the basics. We need to act right, tell the truth, walk straight. And Lord, that's what I want. I want to do these things for you and with you. On this Easter Sunday, I praise you, Lord, that we talked about on Maundy Thursday, that you ate with your friends, even when you knew you would be betrayed. And then the next day, Lord, you were crucified for us. And today's the day of the celebration. Today's the day that we rejoice. That because I believe in you, Lord, I know I'll be with you again in eternity. I will get the chance at your table, at your side, face to face. And I praise you. So I just praise you today, Lord, and all that are listening. I pray that they have a relationship with you as well. In your precious name, amen. Thank you for listening today. If you have time, if you would share with a friend or rate and review this show, it will help other people find us. And as you go about your week, I hope that you are blessed and that you are a blessing.